The readings for satsang this morning are from Nirvana, The Last Nightmare by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. God, Nirvana, Tao, Truth, just meaningless sounds, indicative, pointing towards the infinite, towards the beyond, fingers pointing to the moon. But fingers are not the moon. If I show you the moon with my finger, don't catch hold of my finger. Don't be attached to my finger, otherwise you will miss the moon. You have to move away from the finger to see the moon. So whatsoever a Buddha has said has to be forgotten. Scriptures have to be dropped. They are fingers pointing to the moon. But you become a Christian, you become a Hindu, you become a Buddhist. There you miss. Suddenly, you are caught by empty verbiage, words, rubbish. And the more you are caught in the verbiage, the further away you are from the truth. Whatsoever mind comes to conclude is mind's conclusion. It shows something about the mind. It shows nothing about the reality. Truth is not a conviction of the mind. Truth is a transformation of being. Truth is an experiencing. It has nothing to do with the intellect. Your intelligence burns bright. Yes, your intelligence has a clarity, but the mirror is completely clean of words. Once, Goethe was asked, "What is the meaning, the secret of life?" He replied, "That which the plant does unconsciously, do consciously. That is to say, grow." The meaning of life is in growth. The meaning of nirvana is in your growth. The meaning of truth is in your growth. Grow. And there's no end to this growth. The journey is infinite. Many peaks of experience come and go, but still the infinite waits, and it goes on waiting. You cannot exhaust it. That is the trouble with language. Language is exhaustive. When I say to you, "I love you," I have said everything, exhausted. But love goes on. Love is a growth, an alive process. "I love you" is dead language. Something has died in the words. Words are like corpses. A Buddha, one who is enlightened, helps you to grow. If he talks, he talks only to help you to drop all talking. If he uses words, he uses them only to help you to become wordless. If he talks only to indicate towards silence. So always remember, when a Buddha says anything, the container is not important at all, but the content. The word is the container, and the meaning is the content. But that meaning can come to you only when you grow. Unless you taste something of Buddhahood, you will not understand. So it is not a question of knowledge. It is a question of understanding. In fact, all knowledge that you gather hinders growth. Religion is not a process of learning. In fact, it is just the contrary, a process of unlearning. Whatsoever you know has to be dropped, unlearned again, so that you can become a child once more, so that you can be reborn. And this second birth is the real birth. The first birth is not the real birth. It is only an opportunity for the second birth. That's all. If the second birth happens, you used your first birth. If the second birth never happens, Then the opportunity was lost. The first birth is only the birth of the body and the mind. The second birth is the birth of your spirit, of your soul. And unless you know something of the innermost eternal core of your being, you have not known anything. But humanity loves knowledge, information. It is very ego-satisfying. Not knowing who you are, not knowing where you are, you go on playing the role of a teacher, and your advice is worthless. It is dust, dead junk. It has nothing to do with your inner growth. Real knowing is part of growth. Grow. Each moment, go on growing, expanding, exploding. Each moment should be a new birth. Why is it not so? Because you go on carrying the past with you. If you want each moment to be a new birth, you have to die also each moment to the past, so that you can be reborn here now. All knowledge is of the past. Consciousness is always of the present. From the very childhood, everybody is trying to be somebody else. Because you don't know who you are, and it is very difficult to live without an identity. It is very difficult to live without knowing who you are. Only two possibilities are there. Either you go in, which is a tremendous adventure and needs tremendous courage, or you imitate others, a bit from somebody else, and you become a patchwork. Whenever you say something, inside just watch where it is coming from. Your mother, your father, your brother, the friend, the teacher, the priest. From where has this bit come? And go on discarding all that has come from others. A deep cleansing is needed for growth, because you cannot imitate growth. Growth has to happen to you. Drop all imitation, and then by and by you will have a clarity. By and by you will have a ground to stand on. You will know who you are. In the beginning it remains vague, confused, chaotic. But if you are courageous, by and by things settle, and for the first time you become aware of your own being. And each being is unique. Never has there been anybody else like you, and there never will be again. God has staked much on you. He expects much from you. You are a novel experiment. Don't miss the opportunity.